I don't understand the algorithms and metrics or whatever. How do we go from over 80 views an episode and even a nice bump up to like 159 down to 39 and then 51 on last week's, for example? It does not make any sense. Thank you just so darn much for letting me get that off my chest. Today brings us a Norm Nathan show from August 19th, 1995. It shall be titled The Gort on Radio Man. This two-sided rebroadcast podcast has a bit of everything. It's post-dumb birthday game hours with callers, commercials, and a wide variety of subjects. Hope Schauer was producing. Speaking of commercials, here's what's ahead. Fun Center and Star Market. Ovaltine, Gold Bond, Pro Journey Travel. Lannan Chevrolet, Oldsmobile, and Geo. Remember that car, the Geo? Bill Lawrence about exercise and Tufts Health Plan. PowerVites and PowerMate. The Victory Group, which included Ford, Dodge, and Chrysler Plymouth. And Ed Donahue tells us about the upcoming shows at Harbor Lights. Our callers, Judy, Bob, there's a caller with a familiar voice, but the name escapes me. Robert from Everett, Louise, Bill, who's a dope, from Southbridge. But listen closely because Norm's response to what he said was hilarious. Richard and Quincy, Everett and Arlington, the wonderful Joan from Tewksbury, an unknown caller, a payphone caller, another unnamed caller, Irene, Carl, Rich, with quite the list of things to talk about, Ruth in Brookline, Mike in Boston, Peggy in Georgetown, Doris from Sharon, and Nikki in Boston. But we begin this entire adventure with a couple of traffic sponsor reads from Jack Hart. Now here's a list of some of the topics discussed. The Mike Tyson-Peter McNeely fight was coming up soon. Norm with a dramatic portrayal of being in a traffic jam. Rambling disclaimers on car commercials. A bird sighting update from the voice of the Audubon Society. The day the earth stood still. A Jack Hart report for WBNW as Paul Drake. That sneaks in here. Jack and I join Norm for some fun. We learn, of course, that age is irrelevant. And Norm with the briefest AccuWeather forecast ever. Episode 151, The Gorton Radio Man, invades its way to your ears now.
Party room and be entertained by a personal host. Check their new low-priced party packages. Go 1-800-FUN-CENTER. A new star is born. Visit the all-new Star Market on Route 1A in Ipswich this week. Plenty of food, prizes, and fun for the whole family. Come by today.
Fascinating things that she wrote about. That is in the book called Reflections of Eden. Anyway, talk about that or anything else that's come to mind. If you want to talk about the big fight to Saturday night, or how swell the Red Sox are doing, or how wonderful life is for you, or how rotten it is, whatever, do give me a call at 254-1030, area code 617. Whole idea being that here we are, friends from so many years, and we have a chance to visit on a Friday night or Saturday morning, and wouldn't it be just awful if we didn't take advantage of that to talk to each other? That's the way I look at it. 617 is the area code to Boston, 254-1030 of Hotel Reservations Network, a free hotel discount booking service. And a lot of people called in and were asking him, you know, where's the best, right, how do you go about getting a good deal on vacations here or there, or good hotel fees and all that? Yes.
What was the 800 number? Could you tell me?
Yeah, that? Now see, now I do have it. And I don't, naturally, I don't have it right in front. I have every other bit of information except that. I jotted that down.
Well, I got 1-800, two numbers in a hotel, but I forgot the two numbers.
Oh, that's right. The 1-800 something hotel.
Right. That's what it was.
Yeah. Boy, I've got it handy. It's not far from here, except I can't get up and go get it right at this minute. Unless you want to take over the program for about a minute or two and just keep talking, I'll go get it and come back.
I don't think I could do that.
I don't do too well at it myself, so I don't see any difference. But I tell you what, Dad, during the 1 o'clock news, which is only about 13 minutes from now, I'll check it out and mention the phone number right after that.
Okay.
Won't that be really swell and accommodating?
That would be great. You mentioned Money Magazine. Where was Boston listed in that?
Okay, let me find that, too. I happen to have that, too. Fortunately, I never throw anything away.
Fortunately.
Of course, I never file them in any kind of order where I can ever find them. Okay, here's the Money Magazine picked the top 300 cities, uh-huh, best places to live. And they had a number of categories, because some of the choices were kind of odd. Anyway, let's see. It's kind of interesting. You would ask for Boston, but you didn't ask for where Dayton was.
Well, I'd like
to
know where Dayton ranked, but I'm afraid to ask.
Well, no, the thing that's kind of interesting is among the top 10, see, now you don't know the area, so this may not seem funny to you, but among the top 10, and about 5 out of the top 10 were places in Florida. So that limited the rest of the country severely, and yet among the top 10 in 7th place was an area here, Salem, New Hampshire, Haverhill, Massachusetts, which although they're different states, are right across the line, and they're adjacent to each other.
Uh-huh.
And I can't imagine why they would be picked as one of the top 10 places to live in the country when they have so many other interesting places that are way down the list. Now, let me see if I don't...
Well, I live in Florida also. I lived there 6 months, and I live here 6 months. And I can't imagine being a Floridian now for 21 years. I can't imagine Florida being listed at all.
Okay, now where in Florida is your place?
Tampa, St. Pete area.
Okay, see, now that ranked 11th. That just missed the top 10.
I can't imagine.
And Florida had Gainesville, Jacksonville, Ocala, Fort Lauderdale, all up there among the top. You don't see that either. I don't see a lot of these things either.
Where was Dayton, Ohio listed?
See, now I've got a list of 300 here.
Oh, well, never mind.
Yeah, see, I'd have to.
That's probably so far down the list, it doesn't even matter.
Maybe it isn't even on the list.
No, that's possible.
Yeah.
Tampa St. Pete being number 11 totally blows my mind. We have nothing but heat, traffic, bugs.
Maybe that's how they judged it. Maybe this is for people who like those kind of elements in their living. But they listed about 5 or 6. See, I'm still looking for stuff. I didn't.
That's incredible.
It says they listed a number of reasons as to why they were placing people where the different areas.
And Jacksonville was number 2. And that stinks. It's got a paper company there. And
yeah, Jacksonville actually was 3rd. Gainesville was 1st. Rochester, Minnesota, 2nd. Then Jacksonville. Then Seattle. Ocala, Florida. Fort Lauderdale, Florida. The Salem, New Hampshire. Haverhill, Massachusetts area. And Raleigh, Durham, Chapel Hill, North Carolina. 9th was Las Vegas. Then Naples, Florida. They picked them according to their economies, their low taxes, their clean air, and quality of schools.
Well, we do. I would say we have clean air, but the income is not great there at all. Well, and I don't believe the schools are that hot either.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's the way they picked it. And I think, I don't know whether they picked it not only from a panel of...
Or what is he saying?
Yeah, it's kind of funny. When that first cap came out, uh-huh, I think people around here understand what that means now, but nobody really did at the beginning. Uh-huh. It's traffic on the 3s. Oh, now, what do you think that? What do you think that means?
3 major highways?
No.
Traffic on the 3s.
I'll give you 3 more guesses, and if you win, you get a huge prize. You get a chance to move to the Salem, New Hampshire, Haverhill area.
Well, I already have a paper keychain.
Oh, yeah, one of the, yeah, one of those. Okay.
Yeah, I do. I can't imagine, Norm, what that means.
No, it means that we have, not during the night, obviously, but during, all day, actually, from 5 in the morning to about 6 or 7 o'clock at night, there's traffic every 10 minutes at 3 past, like 3 past and 13 past and 23, 33, 43, 53, and so on.
Why would they...
Well, if you're in your car, for example, And you're saying, boy, I wonder what the traffic is like. This is a sketch. I'm recreating a dramatic moment.
Okay.
Say, look at that. I'm caught in traffic now. I wonder what it'll be like down the road there. Let's see. It's 8 minutes past the hour. BZ has traffic on the threes, therefore I have to wait 5 minutes for 8:30 or whatever it is, 13 past.
I got you.
See, so you'll know when the traffic is coming.
I got you.
So it's on a regular basis.
Did it take people a while to get onto that?
Yeah, at first people thought they were, like you, they were thought on the threes, there must be just Route 3 or something like that. And then people thought it was traffic on the trees. And they thought, well, we must be looking down at traffic from some vantage point way up there. So that must be it. No, it took a while, and for a while it was another station was copying us, and they had traffic on the ones, which is I don't know, sounds kind of stupid.
Yeah, because
we've sort of got used to the threes things now. We understand that.
Well, thank you for straightening that out. I hear it every night, and I just couldn't imagine.
Yeah, see, now that's mostly during the day. At night, we do the trap, like from here on during the night, just once an hour. Except if, you know, in the wintertime when it gets very snowy and roads are jammed up and all that kind of stuff, or impassable, that kind of stuff. Then people, I think, automatically know that they want to know about traffic. Right. Son of a gun, we specialize in that. Damn it. Okay. Oh, hey, Judy, it's a pleasure to talk with you.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Okay, the time is 5 minutes before 1 o'clock. See, now, if we had traffic on the threes, we would have had traffic 2 minutes ago at 53. But, however, our next traffic actually will be as part of the 1 o'clock news, which is coming up in a few minutes. Okay, let me talk with, is this Bo Bob or Bob? Oh, Bob. I'm sorry. I think Hope, who was typing this up on her computer screen, got apparently your voice is probably so sensuous she got nervous and put on Bo Bob.
That's probably exactly what it was.
How you doing, Bob?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, thanks.
Hey, that last woman who was a little confused about the traffic on the threes.
Yeah.
I wonder if she'd ever heard the car dealership commercial where the guy screams at the customer.
Oh, you mean the way they stop mumbling a whole lot of things you can't understand?
Yeah, and
oh, that's the
screaming about down payments and no down payments and
oh, that kind of stuff. Yeah, or they have a whole stream of stuff like it always sounds like maybe you want to it's the kind of stuff they I guess legally they have to get in, and yet. If you can't understand it, what is the point of all that?
Yeah, I never understood that. Like the fine print on commercials.
I know it, but at least fine print, you can put your glasses on or you can look at it at your leisure. But when it rambles past you like that and you don't understand a word the guy is saying, what's the point? I mean, it may cover the law, but does it really cover the law if you don't know what he's saying?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I saw
our case rests, Your Honor.
I saw a Gold Bond commercial on TV the other day. And I got to tell you, Norm, they're just as odd on the TV as they are on the radio.
I know. They're little funny-looking people talking about how much better they feel now because they don't itch.
A guy rubbing Gold Bond on his toes, and it's just funny stuff.
Now, really, you know, I keep thinking they spend a ton of money because they're on this station a lot. They're on a lot of stations, and they're on TV. How many cans of Gold Bond do they have to sell to pay for all these commercials?
I don't know, but I got to tell you, as funny as the commercials are, the product works. I use
outside of the city, 128, 495, the Mass Pike doing mostly well. Route 93 northbound in the Reading area by Route 129. A work crew has the 129 off-ramp shut down. I'm Jack Hart, WBZ 24-Hour Traffic Network.
Don't wait until the last minute for the best deals on cruises. Pro Journey Travel has cruise rates starting at $595 for 7 days. Call 1-800-GREAT-SUN for details.
April 1st. 1836, $20 promised to pay on demand at the Franklin Bank of Boston, Massachusetts. Below Massachusetts, there's a dog with a ball in front of him, and he's guarding, it looks like a lunchbox.
Now, just interpret that for us. What do you think that means?
What?
The whole thing. This was a $20 bill that came out in 1826. Is that what you're saying?
1836. but it's not a $20 bill. It says promise to pay H.J. Hawa, bearer on demand, Boston, Massachusetts.
No, I know. We heard you say that, but what do you suppose that means?
Well,
why did you bring that up?
Well, you go to the bank, and you give them this in your name in 1836, and you get $20 for it.
Yeah.
That's what it says.
Yeah.
But I was wondering if there's anybody out there ever heard of the Franklin Bank of Boston, Massachusetts.
Well, I don't know. I suppose if anybody has, they probably would call, wouldn't they?
Oh, I hope so. April 1st, 1836.
Yeah.
And it's really a unique...
You could take it to a bank, couldn't you, and ask them?
Well...
Some bank that deals in, you know, that has some fairly sophisticated workers who would understand stuff like that.
Well, I was thinking, you know how they changed these banks, you know what I mean? And if somebody knew the Franklin Bank and who took it over, I could go up to the Franklin Bank and see if I could get anything on it, or maybe a collector might want it, you know? Because I have no use for it.
From Everett.
Norman.
Yes.
Just 1 minute. The heavyweight champion is going to fight somebody, Mike Tyson, and Mr. the young man. Where is he from, in your area?
Yeah, well, not my area.
Where is that place?
Hold on a minute, and I'm going to tell you. His name is Peter McNeely.
Yeah,
and
he's an Irishman.
Will you hold on a minute?
I love Irishman.
If you're going to ask a question, the usual, you kind of hold back until you get the answer. Don't you usually do that?
I try. I'm sorry.
Yeah, because I thought...
I'm so excited talking to you.
Yeah, yeah. So that you get that... his hometown is Medfield.
Medfield?
Medfield is south of Boston.
Oh, I thought it was Medford.
No, Medfield.
Where is that?
I just told you.
Near
See,
you?
You would no, it's not near me. Didn't I just tell you that?
It's
southwest of Boston, south of Boston. Medfield.
Medfield,
yes.
Is he the first guy that since, remember Rocky Graziano?
Yeah, Rocky Graziano came from Brockton, you know that.
Oh, yeah, I know him. He was great. Is it a fixed fight?
Yes, it is, as a matter of fact. I fixed it. And I plan to make big bucks on it, man. I fixed it every which way. I hired some Westinghouse hitman to make sure that it goes my way. I'm sure it's not a fixed fight. Why would it have to be that?
Well, one's getting $35 million.
And the other guy's getting $1.5 million.
No,
and a free subscription.
Three quarters of a million.
Yeah,
dollars.
I mean, what makes you say it's a fixed fight? Why would it have to be a fixed fight?
Well, we haven't had a fight like this in a long time, and this young kid.
Now, wait a minute. What do you mean we haven't had a fight like this in a long time?
We haven't had. This man hasn't fought for 4 years.
Yeah.
This young man has knocked out 16, 18, 20 people already.
Has he proven himself?
Why is the media putting him down?
Because there's a question about the quality of his opponents up to this point. He's reckoned, I think he's got about 31 wins, as a matter of fact. And there's a question about the quality of his wins and also why this guy would want to face Mike Tyson, who's a terror in the ring.
Yeah, but his father was a heavyweight, the young man.
Well, what's that got to do with him?
Well, he fought some of the best, didn't he?
Well, I mean, I don't think he was never a heavyweight champion or anything like that, no. So I would say no, he didn't fight those at the very, very top, or if he did, he didn't beat them. I don't know. I really don't know his father's records. I don't know what I'm talking
about. The old guys from Boston, like they are. I'm John L. Sullivan. I can whip anybody.
Oh,
in the
Jesus,
world.
There you go. And you're going back years and years and years.
We got to get some good fighters.
Yeah, so...
Are you going to bet on it?
What is... No, I don't... Bet on anything.
I don't bet on anything.
No, I don't bet on anything either. No, there was a story, as a matter of fact, there was a story in the Herald this past morning, Tim Cornell and David Weber talking about the town of Medfield. That's where he's from, as you probably... Do you remember that I just said that?
I know, I believe.
Okay. So. Hoping that McNeely will beat the odds, which, according to this story, is 17-1 against him. And he says, of course, we're behind the hometown... Boy, they're quoting the fire chief, William Kingsbury, down there in Medfield. And apparently, I'd love to get down there and see that. I think it'd be fun. They have a large banner, according to the story, across Main Street that says, Peter McNeely, our hometown kid. And they have stores and homes papered with signs hailing their hero And I guess it's what, obviously it's what people are talking about quite a good deal. I think a lot of people in a lot of communities are talking about this. And I think maybe a lot of people really like to see McNeely win.
I would.
Only because, you know, because he's, he's, the odds are so much against him. And
Portsmouth.
That's right.
Because my daughter lives here also in Portsmouth.
Oh, does she?
Yeah, yeah. And also, I'm getting ready, I'm getting these ready tonight because she's in one of these crazy things in the Granite State Triathlon in Wolfboro tomorrow.
Oh, really? Now, that's running, biking, and swimming?
This one is swim 3/4 of a mile, you bike 15, and you run 4.2 miles.
Oh, my.
So she's kind of one of these crazy ones that like to get involved with these things. Like, it's challenging yourself.
Now, how old is your daughter?
28.
That's the same age as my daughter, who also has gotten to be I don't know what you call them, an exercise buff or a sports buff?
Yeah.
She's got a mountain bike now, climbing, you know, rides up the sides of mountains.
Yeah.
And she enters races and foot races and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, this is kind of a new thing for her, although she did when she was in Portland, Oregon, she did the marathon out there, and she's hoping to do the one in Boston this coming year, getting ready for, that 100 year or something?
Yes, this is the 100th anniversary year coming up. Isn't that something?
So anyway, I just wanted to let you know that I'm in the midst of finishing dessert so that I can get up tomorrow morning at leave here at 6:30 maybe. Short evening. Short morning.
Oh, it's, yeah, because you don't have too many hours to go before it turns 6:30.
I know, but you know, what do we do for our kids, huh?
Oh, you're a devoted mother, and I think that's lovely, Louise, and a beautiful lady and a wonderful cook.
Well, I enjoy listening to you. Quite often it's late when I'm listening to you, so it's kind of nice to have somebody as enjoyable and as you are.
Well, thanks, Amelia. That's a nice thing to say. Thanks, Louise.
Okay.
Thank you. Good luck to your daughter.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye. And I meant good luck to Louise, too. I didn't mean who to her. Okay, let's go to Bill in the town of Southbridge. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Norm. How you doing?
Good, thank you.
So, what's up?
I wouldn't know. I said, but with me, practically nothing. I was kind of hoping something was up with you that was so exciting.
I was wondering.
Yeah?
I got a question for you.
Hey, I'm ready to answer them.
Oh, right.
Yep.
Do you think Howard Stern's penis?
Absolutely, and in some cases, even wider. Okay, let's go to, Richard in Quincy. Richard, you're on WBZ.
Good morning, Norm.
Good morning.
First time caller.
Hey, you finally broke down and called.
That's right. I've been listening to you quite a bit lately, and I've enjoyed it, and I enjoyed while you were filling in for Bob Raleigh.
Well, thank you very much.
And I've been listening to you on and off over the years. I go back a few 24 hours ago when you did the Sounds of the Night.
Son of a gun, we've grown older together, you and I, Richard.
That's right. And a couple of days ago, Ron Della Chiesa on GBH Radio was playing your theme song. And he mentioned that he's going to have you on next Wednesday afternoon.
Yes, next Wednesday at 3 o'clock, I think it is.
Uh-huh, yeah, and I'm looking forward to hearing that. He's had quite a few people on lately because he's finishing up that show.
I know. I think it's tragic.
It is. I'm waiting for them to call me up and look for donations and say, well, you took my show off the air because that's the one that I listen to generally most of the time, you know, when I have the chance. And I'm going to kind of miss that show.
No, I think a lot of people will miss that. He played some very pretty things, and it's about the only daytime. It wasn't, well, to call it, it wasn't just a jazz show, but he played a lot of good pop songs by some great composers and all of that. Yeah. I don't know what they're thinking of over there. I think it's a terrible mistake. But
I think so, because there's really nothing else like it on radio at any time.
No, there really isn't. And for them to go classical now when there are other classical stations.
That's right.
And I'm not against classical music.
Nope,
I love that too. But there's quite a lot of that. But there's very little of what Ron plays. I feel badly about that.
Yeah, he is going to do that kind of thing on Fridays, 7 to 9.
Yeah,
but
just
that's very limited. And
I know
that's not a good time for me.
Well, and it's just a couple hours a week.
Right, right.
Which is a little different than a few hours during the day. I don't know what possessed them. I thought maybe it might be some new hotshot program director from someplace out of town, but I guess it's not. It's somebody who's been there for a while.
Oh, well, yeah. that's kind of makes it even harder to understand. You know, if it were someone from out of town,
I know,
really didn't know the score, that would be different. But
I know,
someone who's been here, I mean, that show has to be a very popular show, I'm sure.
Well, I would think so, yes. I think it brings in a lot of donations from companies that like that kind of music and want to support it,
mm-hmm,
and all that. And I was told of one company that's cutting off its donation, which is fairly sizable,
mm-hmm,
as a result of that leaving the air.
Well, last October, one afternoon, I happened to be listening to the show when they had a pledge going on, and I joined up. I signed, called in, and I became a member at that time. It was because I was enjoying the show so much, you know. So, as I say, I'm waiting for them to, I like TVH, but I'm waiting for them to call me up and look for donations. Say, well, where's my show? You know?
I know that, yeah. You know. We haven't even mentioned the station. WGBH is what we're talking about.
Right.
WGBH-FM, yeah.
Right. Well, Norm, I've enjoyed the things you played, and I enjoy your conversation and the little games and the banter and all, and it's really great to listen to. And keep up the good work.
I appreciate what you're saying. Thanks a million, Richard.
Okay, Norm.
Yeah. Bye-bye now. Okay, let's see. 254-1030, area code 617. We'll talk with Everett in Arlington, and would like to talk with you, too, in just a minute.
Melissa Howard of Irving, Texas. When's the last time you tried Ovaltine?
I have a cold glass of Ovaltine when I come home from working out. It's the chocolate malt, and it's chocolate, and I get kind of bored drinking just my plain milk.
Great tasting Ovaltine contains 10 essential vitamins and minerals, and no fat, no cholesterol, and is 99% caffeine free.
It's very good. I drink Ovaltine for the taste, and it's nice that it has nutritional value.
Try malt, chocolate malt, and rich chocolate Ovaltine. Tastes great, and it's great for you. If you use ordinary Johnson's baby powder on your prickly heat, listen to Rebecca Campbell of Sarasota, Florida.
The rash is very irritating, red and itchy, burning. Gold Bond, it has medication. More like a healing sensation than from Johnson's.
Unlike ordinary powders, Gold Bond's triple action formula has the absorbing action of powder, plus the medicating action of a proven itch fighter and the drying action of zinc oxide.
Gold Bond is medicated and it makes you feel very comfortable.
Gold Bond, more than a powder, it's medication. Use only as directed.
It's more than a powder, more than a medication. It's a fruit topping. Thank you. Everett in Arlington, hello.
Hi, Norm. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay, Everett. How are you doing?
Oh, pretty good, because I hear your voice.
I imagine you're... hearing my voice means you're doing okay.
That's right, because you're a silver line from the night to the day.
I'm a silver lining from the night to the day.
That's right.
Well, that's nice of you to say that.
You
thank
helped
you
me make it through the night pretty good.
I want you, because I know how tough nights can be for you, Everett, and I want to help you get through it. I'm
yes,
going to stay with you.
Things are pretty bright, Norm. I went to New York this week, New York State.
Yeah.
I went to Maine, and I was at the Cape, and oh, God, I had a beautiful summer.
You are a man about town, Everett. I'm always amazed at...
To another night.
I'll do the best I can.
Good night, and God bless.
God bless you, Everett. He's a very sweet man. Okay, and a very sweet lady is Joan of Tewksbury.
Hi, Norm.
Hello, Joan.
This radio station that you're going to be on, what are the numbers?
It's 89.7 mm-hmm on the FM dial,
okay.
WGBH, and I'll be on a week from, not a week from Wednesday, wait a minute, it's next Wednesday, actually, yeah, next Wednesday afternoon at 3.
Oh.
Next Wednesday, I think it's the 23rd.
Yeah.
Now, we'll just be sitting. I've known Ron for, you know, sitting and talking, I've known Ron for...
Oh, yeah.
1,000 years, and so we'll just sit there as old friends and just talk.
Yeah, well, I'll try to tune in. I think Wednesday afternoon I have time to do that. I want to tell you, the last couple of weeks I have noticed about 7:30 at night. In fact, I go out in the driveway with my binoculars, a large flock of songbirds that fly over, and there's thousands.
No kidding.
Yes, I'm out there counting, and you know, when they're coming, you know, a few at a time, pretty good to count, but when they come in flocks and flocks, and most of them seem to be blackbirds. Now, they could be starlings, they could be red-winged blackbirds.
What are those big black birds with the kind of the boat-shaped tails. What are they called? They're
black.
They're like blackbirds. I mean, they are in the blackbird family, I'm sure. And they have they're about the size of blackbirds. They're very big. They're good sized birds. Grackles, that's right.
Oh, yeah,
that's
crackles,
right. That's
yeah,
right.
Hope, sure, hope. Sure.
Can imagine.
And they come with them in the spring.
Yeah, since I've got cats roaming around our land, I don't see the birds as much anymore. Mm-hmm. When we had one cat that used to stay in the house a lot, I'd string up bird feeders all over the place, put suet, tie suet to the trees. Yeah. And I'd sit there with my binoculars and my bird book, and it was a great thrill. I really miss that.
Yeah, well, there's been robins and Baltimore Orioles and goldfinch, but the goldfinch have been very large. And one morning I went out early, and the goldfinch were around, and they were eating thistle.
Yes.
Yeah. But anyway, so I kind of watched them, and they looked as though they were going more towards the Concord River, over towards Lowell there. But anyway, I got around the buildings and looked over, and they were landing over in a field, almost over on the next road, which is North Billerica Road, in the high grass and high bushes and trees. And so I went around, and there's water over there. So I figured that they seemed to be coming in out of the east, and I figured that they were coming for water every night. And, of course, there's a lot of berries and everything. So I called the Audubon Society, and they told me that after nesting season, these birds just flock together and start to migrate.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but I don't know.
They migrate as early as this?
I have never noticed anything like this before. Weather, of course, it's a very dry year, and
do you know the phone number? I have a phone number here. It says the Voice of Audubon. Do you know that number they have where you call and they give there's a tape thing that mentions the names of the birds that were sighted?
No.
Why don't we call that? Why don't you call that to Hope? Okay, I'll give you the number. I'll give it on the air because it's a public number.
Yeah.
It would be, it's 259. I don't know whether that's 617 or 508.
259.
I think that's, where's that? Do you know where that is?
No.
Okay, let's try 617-259-8805. That may be the recorded message. Let's try that.
I got down at the Globe, on the, let's see. Sunday paper, I think. Sunday paper in the Globe, and they list all the birds that have been sighted.
Oh, yeah. No, this is kind of funny because somebody comes on the air and talks about it. I used to play this on the All Night Jazz Show and back it up while they were talking about the birds that were sighted, where they were sighted.
Yeah.
And I would play a George Shearing piano thing behind them, and it was kind of a pretty little moment. Now, this would be a 259-8805 because I have some other Audubon Society numbers, but I think this would be the recorded message then.
Yeah.
You can just throw it on the air whenever it starts to ring or whatever. If it does, I hope, that'd be kind of nice. Let's see if we can pick it up. Oh, should I hit this?
Early migrant.
Oh, there it is.
There were two prairies, an ovenbird, one northern water thrush, and one morning warbler. And at the Cambridge Reservoir in Lexington recently, there were 4 blue-winged teal, 11 green-winged teal, 1 pectoral sandpiper, and 1 common snipe. A report from the Cumberland Farms fields in Middleboro included 2 northern harriers, 22 American kestrels, 28 Lee sandpipers, and 6 bobolinks. And miscellaneous reports this week have included 125 Hudsonian godwits and a western sandpiper at South Beach in Chatham, a marble godwit at Duxbury Beach, 4 wood ducks at the Arlington Reservoir, 78 killdeer in Essex, a female wild turkey with 10 young in Newbury, and a belated report of a Wilson's plover at South Beach in Chatham August 9th. Have a good weekend, and thank you for calling.
It's our pleasure. That's the voice of the Audubon Society, and that's are you still there, John?
Yeah.
Okay, that's the number you can call if you're ever curious as to where the birds are being spotted. That's kind of funny. I was, you know what I was expecting? I was expecting he was going to say, And Elvis Presley was seen at some marshland looking at some plovers. Because we have the Elvis Presley spotters line also.
Yeah.
Okay, so there you go.
Yeah. Well, anyway, it's interesting. I don't know what the... and then later on, just as it gets... it's starting to get dark, the ducks go over, and then the Canada geese go over. So I figure they're heading for the Concord River.
Well, you're probably right, Joan. I'll check it out.
Yeah, okay. My other question is...
Yes.
Let me see here. There was a... something done for radio, maybe. The day the Earth stood still. Do you remember that?
That sounds familiar. I'm not all that familiar with that production itself.
They had it on radio one night, and I listened right till the end, and I had a phone call, and I don't usually let anything like that bother me. But I got up and answered the phone, and I missed the very end of the show, and I just wondered what happened.
What happened? Okay, maybe somebody else has heard that, and they can call and tell us what happened.
Fine.
Okay, Joan, nice to talk with you. Take care.
You too.
Bye-bye now. Again, if you'd like to play the dumb birthday game with us, that's coming up within a half hour or so, call Hope at 254-1030, okay? Hope Shower, 254-1030, area code 617, which also happens to be our phone number here, too, which is kind of nice. And if you'd like to talk to me, and if you don't want to, I don't blame you. But if there's things we can talk about, do give me a call, okay?
And the smoke out is honing his back.
Yeah.
I'm really going to kick out of that. Whenever I need a good laugh and the day gets kind of heavy, I just think of that. And...
Yeah, now that was for people wondering what we're talking about. I was mentioning when I was a kid, I was down at a beach nearby Boston, Revere Beach, and they had a little stand there. And I guess they must have been selling something. I don't know, but they had this guy. He took a puff of smoke and inhaled cigarette. And he blew the smoke out this hole in his back. And I was a little kid then. And that horrified me. I couldn't get that out of my mind for I don't know how long. It was just weird. And he started talking out of that hole in his back, you know, like a little tiny funny voice. Now, maybe he's a ventriloquist. And maybe there was some gimmick to this whole thing, but it sure looked real. You'd hear him saying, "Help, I'm talking out of a hole in my back." You know, one of those things. Anyway, that was the freaky thing that you were referring to.
Mm-hmm. The good parts that I, from your show there, whenever I get home in the morning, I always tell my husband, and I think he's getting tired of hearing Norm, 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 so he's getting kind of jealous. Wants to know who this Norm person is.
Yeah, get rid of the guy, for God's sakes.
Just a question, on our public television station here, they are showing the reruns of St. Elsewhere. Where was that filmed in Boston? Or what hospital?
Oh, yeah,
there?
No, I think the actual filming still was in Hollywood, but the front of the building is filmed in the south end of Boston in a building that used to be called the Franklin Square House. It used to be a dormitory for young girls who came to Boston to work. And so they was kind of like a hotel, a residence hotel for young professional girls and stuff. Mm-hmm. Right now, it's mostly a low-cost housing development, and it's still called the Franklin something or other, Franklin Housing or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where it is. Now, the front of that building, St. Elsewhere, was not the hospital, but that was the Franklin Square House building itself. That's where they filmed that. The outside, but the rest of it, I'm pretty sure, was filmed in Hollywood. I don't think any of the rest of that was filmed here. It was like Cheers.
Yeah.
You know, the outside, when they had Beacon Street and when they sang the theme and all that kind of stuff, that was filmed right on Beacon Street. That is actually the front of the building. But inside, Cheers doesn't look quite like Cheers on television does. That, again, was filmed back in Hollywood. One of the few productions I can remember that actually was filmed in Boston in total was Spencer for Hire with
Robert Urich,
yeah. He actually moved here and bought a house in a neighboring town, And they actually filmed the whole thing around Boston. It was fascinating for us to watch it. You know, I never could follow the plot line only because I was too busy watching the thing to see where, you know, where they were filming it. But that actually is total Boston and surrounding communities. But the others are not. They just use a facade, you know, in front of a building or something like that, and to pretend it's Boston, then they go somewhere else.
Mm-hmm. And also your theme song, that her, Linda Chase is her name?
Yes.
She does that. I really like that song. I find myself singing that.
No, I think...
It's an easy song to sing with.
That's good, though, because I think she's awfully good, too.
Uh-huh.
And I think you're nice to call, and I appreciate that.
You have a good night, Norm.
It was one of my big favorites.
I'm sorry. The day the earth stood still.
The earth stood still.
Okay.
It was not radio that I know of. It was a recurring movie. In other words, it repeats on TV. It's been repeating on TV for years. And when it comes on, I'm right there. Star Patricia Neal. I don't know if the gentleman was Michael Rennie. I'm not sure. And the gentleman that played in... And I can't remember that program that had to do with the FBI. I was an FBI agent, or I was in the FBI. That gentleman was Patricia Neal's boyfriend or lover, however you want to call it.
Hmm.
Anyway, real fast, I don't know what she wants from it. I just know that he came with a message, which we, with that movie, haven't learned yet in our country. And the message was peace. Wait, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry.
No, that's all right. Is this going
to
strap you?
I've asked them to soften this coat so I could speak over it, but they don't.
Okay. Is this going to strap you to keep dumping money in?
Real fast. He, toward the ending, he had been harmed by us. And he had come looking for a professor who was brilliant. And he left his message that he had come from someplace else by taking care of the professor's problem that he could never find an answer to that was on the blackboard. And then he let the professor know that he wanted him to meet him where his robot was, where his spaceship had come down. And we had taken him off to jail because we came out armed and he could make the weapons disappear. He didn't want any arms. They didn't have it in his on his planet. And he came down to say that they were tired of the way we were warlike, to make it fast for you to understand that they did not have arms up there. Their robots would have terrible punishments for anything like that went on in the planet. And when he was in jail, he was... In some way, he was harmed. I forget what they did to him. And so he sent Patricia Neal to get his robot, who was named, Gort. And he gave her a message to tell Gort. And I could have told you that message before. I love the knowledge that I had, that trivia. But I don't remember it right now. Mm-hmm. And she went frightened to where Gort was. Gort was a big robot with his eyes closed until she spoke to him, and he was guarding the spaceship. Gort went to the jail, took and carried the spaceman out, and brought him into the spaceship where he had already brought... He picked Patricia Neal up after she said Gort and gave him the message. Put her on the spaceship, and it closed. He went and got the spaceman, brought him there, and he performed something with some machine which brought the man back to life, the spaceman back to life. The spaceman had said he didn't know how long this process would last. It could have been for a long time or not, but this is what they did on his planet. They had this ability. And to make a long story short here, he then was well, and he came out with the spaceship opened, and she came out in front of him. The professor and all of the other nations, the other countries were there. They were all called, the heads of them. And he came out with the message that we should stop the wars. That I believe he was saying that they would do something about us if we didn't stop the wars. And again, he melted all the weapons that the National Guard and whoever was around there had out aimed at him, because they don't do that. They use the robots to discipline their planet. so it could stay peace-like. And it was an excellent, excellent movie, and I don't understand why we have never yet learned the lesson that you get from watching that. I mean, the heart, or at least mine, just says, why can't we live in that kind of peace that you were showing and bringing?
Okay, that would be nice.
Trying to kill him.
Okay, I'm going to let you go now.
I don't know if this is enough for Chicago. It's called Metro Golden Memories.
Yeah.
And there's an 800 number to call. You can order after he gets the catalog. He can look at and see what he wants, you know, and you can then order by phone. If he's still listening, do you care if I give the number?
No. Give the number. Go right
okay.
ahead.
Okay. It's 800-538-6675.
Okay.
And, you know, they have just about anything you want, I think.
There are, as a matter of fact, there are a number of companies that do that.
Oh, are there?
Yeah, there are quite a few catalogs out, but that'd be a good one to know.
Oh, gee, there's just a world of information here. Or, you know, I mean, from the old days. That's what I like.
Yeah, the old radio shows and stuff.
Yeah.
Now, many of them were kind of hokey and awful, but many of them were really quality things that have held up through the years very, very well.
Okay, Norm, how are your dogs?
The dogs are beautiful. I
like to hear you talk about the dogs and the chicken and the cats. They all, you know, they're one big happy family.
Okay, don't forget my horse. She's my most expensive possession.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks a lot, Irene. I appreciate the information.
At Jiffy Lube, we've serviced over 100,000 cars and 100 million cars, but the one that matters most is yours. Jiffy Lube, convenient, affordable, professional. If it doesn't say Jiffy Lube, it just isn't Jiffy Lube. Taking a look at traffic on Boston area roadways, we continue to deal with work crews, Route 93 northbound in the Reading area by Route 129, downtown area, expressway northbound and southbound doing very well. Lower deck of Route 93, Tobin Bridge heading into the city, nary a problem. Outside of the city, 128, 495, the Mass Pike, whoosh, are we in good shape? I'm Paul Drake, Boston's Business Station, WBNW.
We've still got some work crews right now. Route 93 heading northbound as you get up towards Route 129 in Reading. In fact, that 129 off-ramp shut down. Otherwise, 128, 495, the Mass Pike seem to be in good shape. Downtown, we're doing swell on the expressway northbound getting into the South Station Tunnel. Central Artery northbound and southbound, no problems reported, nor on the lower deck of Route 93, Tobin Bridge heading into the city, Sumner or Callahan Tunnel. I'm Jack Hart, WBC 24-Hour Traffic Network.
It's not too early to start planning your winter ski vacation today. Specializing in Rocky Mountain areas, enjoy Pro Journey Travel's special January white sale. Call 1-800-2-SKI now.
Vouch for this. This station, WBZ Westinghouse, and all that. Very proud to have this. This is the prestige program on the station. Wouldn't you say that, Tony?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they figure, you know, we can put on any kind of second-rate programs as long as we have the Norm Nathan Show, which lends class. Are you brushing your teeth, or what are you doing there?
Yes, I am.
You're brushing your teeth?
Would you like me to take the phone into the bathroom and spit live on the air?
No, you know what I'm going to do? Can we get Jack Hart on the line also? Let me try Jack, see if he's listening. Maybe. Are you there, Jack? No, see, he doesn't know I'm going to call on him. Are you there, Jack?
Yeah.
Oh, you are there.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay. No. See, you and Tony
are
just an arm. It's fun to talk with. I thought I'd just bring you back for just a little bit more. Is that okay with you?
Oh, that's fine with me.
When is your next report? Isn't here at WBZ anyway? You're all through.
Well, I'm at my next report on BZ will be at 1 o'clock this afternoon.
1 o'clock this afternoon. Now, you will be using the name Fu Manchu, I understand.
Yes, yes. Watching Hua for a while.
Yeah, that's really, that's kind of interesting the way you do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then later on, you use some other names. I like it when you use names like Elaine Pfeiffer.
Yeah.
I really like that one best of all. The way you say it, you kind of slur it quickly so people don't really quite hear it.
Do you have any other reports to do?
Well, there's always reports to
someone
do.
Someone else?
Oh, yeah, not for a good, 20 minutes or so.
I was going to say, what do you think, Norm, if we, like, listen in as he does it for the other station?
Oh, yeah, what other, is this a Boston station?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Yeah. Do we allow that? We allow our own people a
that would be like something Henry Morgan did, wasn't it? Who listen to a program?
Yeah, well, you see, the thing of it is I'm a schizophrenic, so it's another personality, so I really can't be held responsible for it.
Good no, point. But I mean, when you're giving the report to the cell, what station will this be on?
That'll be on WBNW.
BNW.
The old EI.
Hmm.
Oh, that's right. That's the Bloomfield or Bloomingdale or Bloomberg news thing.
Yeah.
Sports yes. thing. You're one of those cockamamie places.
Yeah.
Okay. So you give it on that. Could we listen in on you, or is there something in your contract that says we're not allowed to do that?
Well, there's nothing that says that you can't listen. You can listen all you'd like.
I'm just trying to figure whether somebody will call one of these law firms that advertises on television. We won't collect unless we sue them right with their pants off, and they have to pay through the nose, and then we'll get
imagine
our cut out of it.
Get caught with your pants off and paying through the nose. Can you imagine that?
I'm still brushing my teeth. You mind if I spit on the air?
You know what I'm going to do? What? I think I'm going to say goodbye to both of you.
Oh, Norm.
No, I think I've had enough of both. You know, I'll tell you the truth. If I can get rid of me, I'd do that, too, because I'm sick of me also.
Well, I can do that.
Oh, he just hung up on me. Can you imagine that? Hey, Jacob, we'll talk to you again very soon.
And
thank you. Thank you for being with me the entire week. I really liked that a whole lot.
Well, I enjoyed the entire week myself. I always look forward to these weeks.
Okay. What is your name, by the way, on the Bloomfield, Bloomingdale?
The Bloomingdale. That's Paul Drake.
Oh, you're back to Paul Drake.
Paul Drake, yeah. It's going to be Emmanuel Ravelli, but I figured it takes too much time.
Emmanuel Ravelli. So it's kind of nice. Are we about the only station you're on where you use your real name?
Occasionally, like if I fill in like on a weekday or something, and some of the stations that are a little bit far afield, I may use my own name.
Son of a gun, that is a lovely story.
Yeah,
lovely.
Does it make you weep?
That is really great. Hey, take care of yourself. Hope you have a great weekend.
Oh, I hope you do too.
Thank you. Bye-bye. We're saying that, and I think we're probably both going to be working the whole weekend. Let's go to the Kraft commercials. Well, Kraft, yeah, Velveeta was put out by Kraft.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he could take a piece of cheese and make it so dramatic that it would just make you sick. I mean, it was really, really something. I just want to know if you remember any of his commercials. And
I remember him very well. I do remember the company. He was on
I think it was live, the Kraft Theater, wasn't it?
Well, it might have been. It was. I seem to remember the phrase Playhouse, maybe the Kraft Playhouse. But those were all live dramas, and I think his commercials all were done live. Like,
oh, he was great. And then
excellent.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I just said he was excellent. I'm agreeing with you.
Yeah, a friend of mine in upstate, his dad worked for Kraft in upstate New York, and he met him he did a speech or something for all the employees, and they said he was a real big man. He sounded a lot different than, you know, that you heard him on TV.
I mean, he sounded slim and slick,
yeah,
and actually he was a big
real
fat guy.
Big burly guy.
Big fat guy.
Wow.
No, I don't know.
Too much Velveeta, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. I'd never seen him. And as a matter of fact, even on television, it was a voiceover. You never did see him.
No, that made it more dramatic.
No, that's true.
And you could take all these leftovers, and as long as you threw some cheese in there, they were nice for Christmas.
That's right.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Hey, thanks for calling, Carl. And he was still around. I guess he's not doing much now, but his name is Gene Shepherd. But he used to talk about night people, because he was on all night. He felt that there was a certain mentality that night people had that was much nicer than day people, even though some night people have to work days, so they didn't always work at night, but there was an attitude that people had, and if he liked the attitude, he called them night people.
Yeah, they're very they tend to be very creative, and I have had to work days, but I'm at my best at night.
Yeah, it's the kind of day, time of day I think a lot of us like best.
What I wanted to help do to help you miserable day, I do have a question, an idea I want to run by you. It's not a money payer, so it doesn't, you know.
That's okay.
But before I do that, I just want to tell you something because you said it was dismal. I was down at the casino, you know, in Connecticut.
Yes.
And it was late at night, me and the wife, we got there the last meal, and the kid read off the menu, and it was only like three couples sitting there at the end of the restaurant. And he said, by the way, we'll be having dinner with Don Rickles. And I figured the kid was kidding, right? So about 10 minutes to 11, who comes waltzing in? Don Rickles and his party. They
oh,
had
really?
Been doing a show there.
Yeah?
Well, I was amazed how old he was. Apparently, he's probably close to 80. Is that possible?
I don't know. I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to look him up. It's R-I-C-K-L-E-S, I believe.
Yeah.
I fortunately have my big birthday book here, so I just carry it with me everywhere because you never know. It's R-I-C-K-L-E-S. Yeah, he was born May 8th. And I'm going to look up his age for you right this second because it's a little public service thing that we have. May 8th, Don Rickles. Let's see. Don Rickles, yeah. He was, he's a lot younger than you think. He must look older. He was 69. He is 69 now.
So he's coming on 70. Well, you know how noisy he is when he's acting.
Yes.
He was very, very sedate. I mean, the whole night at the table, so quiet. You know, you'd think it was the president eating there. So
yeah.
They say that about people who are like that on stage.
Well, yeah, I know that. I think they use their energy and their outlet to being and performing, and then when they're not performing, they're kind of tired, and they just are much more laid back.
But what I wanted to do, and I never do when I see somebody important like that, and I've even almost been shoulder to shoulder, like I was with Jackie Kennedy one time, Jane Fonda, and I always keep my mouth closed, and I never said anything, but I'm going to say it to you because you're in that category. Same thing with, who's the old guy, 92 years old?
George Burns. No, he's actually 99, do you know that?
Wow. Okay, but what those people do, including yourself, is you don't realize a lot of people when you're talking on the radio, you know, they may have gone, I haven't right now, but, you know, through life, you know, everyone's had personal tragedies. And just while you're talking, you don't think you're doing anything. But what you do is you bring that brief, shining moment. It makes them forget whatever their problem is.
Oh, what a nice thing to say, Rich.
But
I can't,
it's true.
You can't imagine how nice that is to hear. I really appreciate
that. But that really is true. And the same thing with Don Rickles. I wanted to go say to him, I said, geez, you know, I flick the TV, you know, having a bad night at work or something. And I go home and I see you, you know, and you get a kick when you forget. It cleans your mind. You know what I mean? Just for that maybe brief, shining moment. And then after that, you feel better. So you're doing that every night.
Oh, that,
you talk.
That's a lovely thing to say, Richard.
But let me run my weird idea by you.
Okay.
You're such a great guy.
Okay.
And you do that. So if you
now
feel bad tonight.
Okay. Now that you softened me up, hit me.
If you do that, think of that. Now, listen, I usually get to call a talk show once every 3 years. I want to call more, but I never have the time.
Okay.
But I did call a month ago, okay? And I called Bob Riley. And I thought the strategy was great. Well, he laughed like hell. But I didn't really think it was funny, but I think my presentation was bad. So can I give you a 10-second presentation?
Okay.
Before I give you an idea. You realize there are a lot of people around the country who need, whether it's a heart, a transplant, a kidney, a liver, whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
And some of them just aren't going to get it, and they'll end up dying. You're also aware there's an overcrowded problem in prison. There are people who are sentenced for life, and some of them you've seen on TV say themselves, they say, geez, I really feel terrible what I did if I took someone's life. I just wish there was a way I could repent or do something for it. What would you think of the idea if these people who were seriously willing to, you know, pay back their sins, so to speak, if they, medically, doctors can put people into an induced coma, right? Just like the movie Coma. And they store them, instead of in prisons costing everybody a fortune, they put them in these warehouses, and then when someone needs a liver, a heart, a kidney, they'd be available. Instead of the person having to die, this person would be given life to maybe five or six people rather than have it taken one.
That is kind of weird. I don't know whether I'd do it in quite that way, but I certainly would. It would certainly make sense for prisoners, at least when they die of a natural death. I mean, what you're doing is committing them to a death sentence, even those who have not, you know, have not been sentenced to death.
Oh, no, I'm only talking the ones who have been sentenced to death.
Oh, and the ones who have been.
Yeah,
okay.
They know they're going to die. They know sooner or later they're going to be electrocuted or gassed or whatever, and they're not forced to do it. They are given the opportunity. Say, would you want to spend the rest of your life? And you might live to 100 today with the medical things the way they can.
Well, except you're talking about people who are going to be killed anyway, who are executed.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Okay. No, I would think if there was some way to to use their body parts to help somebody live.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know what the mechanics would be to do that before they were actually executed, you know, according to law and that kind of stuff. But if they want to give their body parts, their liver, whatever, the heart, lungs,
young kids who could then live.
Absolutely,
have a chance at life.
Sure.
You know what turned me on to it, Norm? Years ago when I was a kid, you know, I grew up in Boston. In fact, I snuck into the old Howie. And not to say how old I am. But,
well, I can tell you how old I am. I didn't have to sneak into the old Howie. I went in because I was old enough.
Do you remember the song they played when Jennifer used to come on stage?
Was Jennifer one of the strippers?
Yep. I'll hum it. Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, I know the song you're singing. No, I don't remember Jennifer,
Peter
though.
Gunn.
What's that? Oh, Peter Gunn. Oh, Peter Gunn. Okay.
And you know what I liked best? I was only like 16, 17. It wasn't the girls. I liked in between the girls.
Yeah.
They used to do the little skits. And they come up with the guy with the hook and pull him off stage when he'd tell the lousy jokes. Unless you remember
that. Yeah, I don't remember the hook. No, I do remember the skits, though, you know. Slowly I turned. At one time, I used to know all of that stuff. Mike Sachs, the blind comedian who used to come out with a woman named Alice who kind of guided him around, and he would not indicate he was blind. And I don't know. I it's been so long, I've forgotten them. But at one time, I could say the skits along with the comics.
Well, real quick, what I was saying about what made me think of that. And again, it's not an evil thing. I think some people really would want to do it. But when I was a kid, one of my friends, his sister had cancer of the knee.
Yes.
And he says, why don't you come down and visit? Which we did. You know, we got on visit. And then one day he said, why don't you do a Saturday at the Children's Hospital? I says, what do you mean? He says, well, we all go down there every Saturday, you know, and play cards with the kids, ping pong. So I was down there one day, and we're playing cards. And it was near the end of the day, one of my buddies came over to me and said, geez, this is really something with all these kids. They're like 6 to 16. It was probably like maybe 50, 60 of them. And he says, it's too bad what's going to happen. I said, what do you mean, like the operations? He says, no. He says, you know about them dying. I says, what do you mean? He says, they'll all be dead within 6 months. I said, you kidding? And you couldn't believe how healthy these kids were now. In other words, they were, I mean, if you look close, you realize some of them are a little too thin, you know, sunken eyes. But when you think of a tragedy like that, here are kids that, you know, they haven't even started life. If somebody could help save them. That's why I come up with that idea, so.
Well, no, I think so. And of course, now, let me ask you this then.
Yeah.
You know, when you go to renew your license,
uh-huh.
you can donate your body parts as a result of, you know, I'm not using the right phrase.
No, I
understand
that.
But basically, that's it. And you can will them over to other people. Have you done that one?
No, I was always concerned that I might not be dead and it'd take my favorite organ, you know.
Oh, well, come on. No, because you can do that. You can donate your organ anyway.
I think
anyway.
I'm going to do that. I think it's such a, especially after seeing, you know, the baseball player that he said so many people are out there that need parts.
Oh, Mickey Mantle.
Mickey Mantle, yeah. Mm-hmm. I think he's going to maybe help that situation.
I would hope so, except his body parts probably, his organs probably in pretty bad shape.
We're involved in the medical research field, too, also.
Yeah?
You'll probably see it very, very shortly. They can take a woman. I'm sure you've seen an old woman with her face so wrinkled you can hardly even see any face, and make her skin, with a laser, perfectly clear.
Really?
In fact, the young people in the company, I've been telling them, by the time they're in their late 30s, 40s, they probably will never get old. They're so close to solving the aging cycle.
Well, I mean, just because you keep a person's skin.
Oh, no, that's just one part of it.
But what about the rest of their bodies? You know, they're
working on that also. The brain. Like, the brain doesn't get old. That Alzheimer's is a disease. It has nothing to do with the brain.
Yeah.
And do you know what they study most to solve the aging problem?
No.
The shock. They claim the shock never ages.
Yeah?
I don't know that. And they have, a series of teeth or something that keep rotating when they break their teeth. But they have there's something about shocks that they believe the answer to the aging process is. So
Does it frighten you to age?
No, I thought it would have. When I was a kid, I never thought when I was a kid that the age I am, you know, I'm over 50, I could enjoy life as much as I am. Do you know what I'm saying? I never could have imagined that. Just feel so good. I would have thought I'd been old and 50 years old. You would have no fun.
No, I know. I realize that. But now that you're in your 50s, does it bother you, the fact that you're getting older?
It bothers me that I will get older. Not older than I am now. I'm very healthy, you know, knock on wood. And, you know, I do all kinds of things. I'm a pilot and all those other crazy things. But I wouldn't want to get old, you know, like confined to a wheelchair or something like that.
No, I understand. You don't want to become an invalid or anything. Nobody wants that or become ill. But, because actually getting older doesn't really bother me at all. I thought it would one day.
As long as you're healthy, right?
Well, that's true. Yes. Yeah. But if you
were confined to your rest home or something.
No, I know that. No, that's not a good thing. Yeah. No, obviously that's not.
That's why I like George Burns so much. The guy's got so much zip.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's true. He has. Hey, listen, I got to get going, Rich, because I want to take a few more calls before we say goodbye. But I appreciate the call, and I thank you very, very much for taking time to do that. Let me go to Ruth in Brookline. Ruth, you're on WBZ. Good morning.
Patience, patience, patience. Good morning.
Good morning.
Since I know already, I have heard already 120 times that you're right. Instead, I will say good Shabbos to you. How's that?
I'm sorry. I didn't get what you just said. Say that again, please.
I heard already 120 times that you are right. Since people keep on saying, why are you?
Oh, that's right. I know.
Make it a little different and say good Shabbos to you.
Well, that's a nice thing to do. People always say, how are you? Even though, because that seems to be the easiest way to open a conversation, even if they don't care how you are.
Normally, I'm asleep, but it was so interesting that some burst again today. Today, more so than any other day.
Okay, thanks.
I think that Tony and that Jack, very special, and the way they laughed heartily, and the way they spoke, it was really beautiful. Coming back, what my previous, the previous gentleman said before me, donating the donors, it's actually, I don't know, I'm sure you know, it's against my religion.
Is that right? It's against, Judaism?
Yes, yes.
All forms of Judaism, or just Orthodoxy, or all the
Orthodox, others? Conservative, yeah.
And Reform also?
I don't know. But Orthodox and conservatism. Mm-hmm.
They figure you should be buried with all your body parts? Is that the idea?
Yes, it cannot be touched, yeah.
I didn't know that.
That's against the law.
Well, against the religion, anyway, No, I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
Anyone, you ask anybody who knows a little bit about Judaism, you know.
Is that true in other religions, do you know?
That I wouldn't know. I have no idea whatsoever.
Because it would just seem as though once you're gone, if one of your organs could help keep somebody alive,
I understand.
It would just seem such a waste.
Yeah.
You know, I wonder if they can't revise that part of the religious code.
No, I doubt it. I think it's in the Talmud or in the Old Testament.
I know, but that was written at a part when they didn't do that at all. They never even thought of that. They wouldn't have known how to do that. Well, anyway, I don't know what I'm arguing with you for, because maybe you don't disagree with me anyway, but I just think if after you're gone and, I'm repeating
myself.
They
wash the bodies anyway with us before.
Yeah.
I mean, before we are being buried, you know. And the kid who was on there, 19 years old, I'm not exactly a kid, I'll be 80 in 6 weeks.
No, I think another thing, the reason I asked this fellow, he minded getting old, I think age is so irrelevant. A lot of people always call me and talk. I get guys who call.
I have your picture, too.
Oh, yeah, but people call me and they'll say, I know I'm an old man. Yeah. And, you know, and they'll talk like they're 150.
Yeah, no.
And then they'll tell me their age, and I find it's like 5 or 10 years younger than I am. And
I
think there's a tendency to want to wipe yourself out when you get to a certain age, like you've given up. And I just think that's awful. So I think age, you know, the
age
less you
is
think,
irrelevant.
It
That's
really is.
True,
the less,
yeah.
the less you think
like
about
some
it.
Some people say I look like 60 or 65.
Well, I think that's lovely.
I mean, I love to live, and as if the Almighty lets me, it's not in our hands, you know.
Yeah.
It's up to the world above. But little by little, I mean, you feel it each and every year.
Well, I mean, you can't do as much as you do. I mean, nobody
the way they
that.
Should be, you know.
Yeah.
And but we all have to take that in stride. I was wondering, my husband would have been 92 on the 21st, which is Monday. Are there any special people's birthdays?
Who was born on March 21st? I mean, August 21st. August 21st. Let's see. Who was born? Oh, I can certainly look that up because I have it right here.
Thank you.
Let's see. Harry Smith. Harry Smith does the CBS This Morning show, which Channel 4 carries now on CBS.
Oh, yeah.
He's the co-host on that. Don King, the boxing manager, whose hair looks like he's sticking, you know, it's flying because... He's got his hand in an electric socket. That's Don King. Kenny Rogers, the entertainer.
God.
Okay, and not too many people beyond that.
How about my birthday, October 1st?
October 1st, okay.
That's a special one.
October 1st, let's see who you share a birthday with. Randy Quaid, Dennis Quaid's brother, the actor.
Yeah.
Then Jimmy Carter, the former president.
Yeah, I know that.
Born October. Julie Andrews.
Yeah. Oh.
Walter Matthau, one of my favorite actors.
Love Julie Andrews.
Yeah, and Walter Matthau. James Whittemore, who has portrayed Harry Truman and a whole bunch of other people.
Yeah.
Tom Bosley, the actor, who's done a lot of TV shows, and also one time played Fiorello LaGuardia in a Broadway show called Fiorello. Rod Carew of... Fine baseball player. That's right. Hall of Famer.
Baseball and a basketball fan. Would you know on any chance what time I have cable? What time the game is on tomorrow?
The Red Sox
between
game?
No. That I know. Between Tyson and Peter, what's his name, McNeely?
Oh, the fight.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. The listings usually list the fights as starting at 6, but those include, that would be the preliminary fights. I don't know what time the McNeely-Tyson fight itself goes on. Usually it's around 10 o'clock at night or 11.
Well, the baseball, 10. I'm a sore loser. The baseball game I shut off when it was 8-2 tonight.
Yeah, well, they lost by a good chunk.
Yeah.
But
do you think the Red Sox have any chance?
Oh, I think they've got a very excellent chance. I think their team is incredible.
I trust the Yankees, though.
Oh, I don't know. They
have years of experience.
Well, I know. I realize that, but I think this year is totally different than any year I can remember. I can't believe how well they're gone. No, I think the Red Sox are going to do fine.
We
yeah, I really do.
New people, you know, you hardly know them.
I know it. That's the only thing. It looks like they're a bunch of ringers for the Red
right,
Sox. It's not
right,
really the
right.
Red Sox team.
You don't know them by name, but they're all doing very well. I'm happy to say that. I mean, I'm interested in basketball, too.
Yeah.
And I guess we have to build up a whole new team.
Well, I think the Celtics get a long way to go. I better get going now anyway, but I wish you a nice weekend, Ruth, and I thank you. Always good to talk to you.
All the very best to you, George.
Thanks a million, Ruth. Thank you very much.
If you're in the market for a new car, do yourself a favor and get the difference. The Lennon difference at Lennon Chevrolet Oldsmobile Geo in Woburn or Ipswich. Right now, lease a new vehicle at Lennon for less. Lennon is offering fantastic lease programs all month long with lease rates as low as $179 a month for 24 months with no money down. That's right, no money down and only $179 a month. Tax, title, and registration extra. Why lease at Lennon? Because leasing means you'll have lower monthly payments and less down. And that means you can drive off with a brand new car or truck for less. Leasing at Lannan will save you money. So drive into Lannan today and drive off with a new Chevrolet Oldsmobile or Geo for less from Lannan. And right now, Lannan also has in stock for immediate delivery hard-to-find Cavaliers and Tahoes. Lannan Chevrolet Oldsmobile Geo is conveniently located in Woburn on Wynn Street, exit 34 up Route 128. Lease at Lannan for less. Lannan Chevrolet Oldsmobile and Geo in Woburn.
Start an exercise program this summer. Aerobic exercise improves your body and health and relieves stress. As a Tufts member, you're automatically enrolled in a participating fitness center. This summer health tip has been brought to you by WBZ and Tufts Health Plans. No one does more to keep you healthy.
Okay, Mike in Boston. Good morning. You're on WBZ, big guy.
Good morning, Norm. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Hey, that last, not the last caller, but the caller before who was talking about the organ donations.
Yes.
We could stretch that one step further, and every day millions of people on this planet die from starvation, and every day we bury millions of people in cemeteries all over the world.
Yeah, no.
How about that? We could just feed everybody the people who die, and that way we could solve the starvation problem. I mean, come on.
No, I don't know.
I don't know about that idea.
I don't know what you're driving at in relation to
I don't just don't think it's a good idea to store people, you know, in a comatose state.
No. I don't agree with that either. That doesn't make any sense. He was talking about the people on death row. Certainly, we could use their organs. Number one, I don't even believe in capital punishment to begin with.
I don't either.
So I'm not favoring that. But I'm saying is, if we got it and they are executed. It would be kind of good if we could use the organs at least to help somebody along the way. I'm just saying that.
Yeah, I can see where that would. I could see why you could do that. But hey, have you heard about that manatee that's swimming up from Florida?
No.
Apparently there's a manatee. You probably know what a manatee is.
I'm not exactly sure. Tell me what it is.
It's also known as a sea cow, and it's a mammal that lives in the waterways of Florida. They're endangered because of boaters and encroachment by man. They're large, pale mammals. They look like a cross between a walrus and a seal.
Mm.
And apparently there's one that's swimming its way up the Atlantic coast. Every once in a while they go as far as Virginia, but this one's been spotted off New England. And he's not lost or anything. Apparently he's just sightseeing. A manatee swimming from Florida all the way to, and this is like a 1,200-pound animal. It's not, you know, so we're not talking about a whale that travels the ocean blue.
Yeah, isn't that, that's interesting. Yeah, no, I'll have to go down to Revere Beach and look for him.
Either that or Ted Kennedy's on vacation again.
Oh, there we go. We got the political dig in, kids.
okay. Sorry.
Let me go, Mike, because I got a couple of things to do here, and I got a few other people I want to talk to. Let me tell you about this. Hold on a second here. You know that vitamin stuff. It's terribly important that I tell you about that. You know, you'll feel better, you'll look better. Actually, it's proven to be good for you. And I'm talking about taking vitamins, and the vitamins to take are Power Vites and Power Mate, made by the Grand Turtle Bay Company of Summit, New Jersey. Power Vites is a highly absorbable, 100% all-natural multivitamin that will increase your energy. It's the only one formulated with odorless garlic, boron, bee pollen, shark cartilage, and acidophilus, and no stomach irritating iron. PowerMate is their antioxidant formula made from the finest herbs like echinacea, ginkgo, green tea, and golden seal root. Just do it. Look and feel better by taking Power Vites and Power Mate together every day. They're available at Health Marts, Chartwell, Bemis, Braddock, and Freedom Pharmacies, and Connolly's Drugs in Ipswich, Dugan's in Webster, Silva and Central Pharmacy in New Bedford. Tell your favorite pharmacist or health food store manager to get them for you. Or to order by phone, call 1-800-518-5252. That's 1-800-5252. Okay, let's see. We'll talk with Peggy in Georgetown. Hi, good morning, Peggy.
Good morning. I don't even know really what I want to say to you right now, except that I think the Tyson fight is at 11:30.
Okay, the fight is, so that would be 8:30 then out Las Vegas time.
I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I mean, you said it's been a dismal program, and I don't want to make it any more dismal, but I know that you've come through, you lost your wife.
Yes.
And you've come through personal tragedy, and you're out there and doing so beautifully. And I lost my daughter 3 years ago, and then 10 months later, my husband died.
I'm sorry, what happened 3 years ago?
3 years ago, my older daughter
Your older daughter died?
Died very suddenly, 4 weeks after she'd had her second baby boy.
How old was she?
28.
Oh, isn't that awful. And then your husband died right after
then
that?
Then 10 months later, my husband died, and that was very sudden, too. And I don't know, you just seem to be doing so well, and I, you know, like, I feel I shoulds and shouldn'ts, but I shouldn't still be in a depression.
Oh, that don't say that, because that's not true. And everybody becomes very despondent. I think there's just no way to overcome that. You can't help it. Your whole life has changed totally. All the plans that you made, you know, they're gone.
Right.
No, I mean, maybe other things will come along and that eventually wipe out the extreme pain of it, but it's always there. It's no different with me than anybody, you know? No, so don't feel guilty or feel that there's something wrong because you feel unhappy about what's happened. I mean, you've been through an awful, awful session, and you're bound to, it's bound to hit you. And it hits me, you know, when I'm home alone. It's different when I'm on the air, which is this kind of therapy.
Well, see, that's where I made my mistake. I took a leave of absence from work last summer, and I haven't been able to get back yet.
No, I think the real key is to keep working and keep doing things and keep yourself busy and become absorbed and involved in a whole lot of things. That, I mean, it doesn't. There'll be moments when you're not active that are gonna, you're gonna remember all the things that happened. And
see, and my husband and I would have been gone. Driven by the shores this week,
yeah.
You know, watch the waves, just as, you know, kind of thing, bring things back.
No, I know every place you go, you see a restaurant, you see a spot or something that was very close to you, and it comes back again. I mean, there's no way to come over that. And if you have to cry a lot, then do that. There's nothing wrong with any of that. I don't know. There's no other way you can get through it.
But the thing that's, I'm quickly running out of money right now, and I don't know where to go and what to do.
Is it hard for you to get a job? Could you get a job now?
I have been sending in resumes. I used to work at the school down the street from where you live. That's the kind of work I've done.
Oh, is that the state sponsored? It's not owned by the state.
Nonprofit, right?
Yeah, I know. It's the
some of the kids used to work for
right
you.
on East Street. That's right. Okay, I know the school.
And I'm not going back there, but that's the kind of work that I do, and I do it well. But I'm 57 now, and I didn't get my master's, and so you know to get back into teaching is difficult.
Really, because it seems to me that. You've got the experience. You've been around. I think it would be
so
valuable.
I have so much to give. You know, I know inside.
Well, just go in there and convince them of that. You know, it seems to me that you're kind of nervous about your status and kind of shy about going after a job and all that kind of stuff. Could that be? Am I very far off from what I'm saying?
No, you're not far off at all.
No, but I mean, you've got a lot to offer somebody. Go in and convince them of that, and you can do it.
If I didn't need the money, you know, I'd be glad to do it for free, but I have, you know, I'm just running out of money.
Well, no, don't do too many things for free like that, because then people think you're not worth anything. No, get paid for it.
But I do know that I have a lot that I can give to young people and to some adults, too, and yet I don't have a place to put it that I can get paid for it, and I just don't know where to go.
Well, I think you just got to have more confidence in yourself and just really go after it. I know it's easy for me to say that when you're in a position where you're kind of shy and it's hard for you to sell yourself, which is a difficult thing to do. It's tough. I know it's tough. But I would think going back to work, helping kids, I think that would be such great therapy for you.
I believe that, too.
Yeah, it would help you an awful lot. I hope you'll pursue it and really do it. And believe in yourself, because you've got great experience. There's no reason for you not to believe in yourself. I'm sorry, I'm making speeches and lecturing, but I really believe what I just said.
No, I need to hear it. And
do it and be in touch with me and let me know how you're doing.
Okay, thanks for listening.
Okay, good luck to you, Peggy.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. No, anybody's had any great tragedy. It seems like other people handle it better than you do. But anyway, that's not the case always. You know, you don't know.
The Victory Group has a check voucher for you that's worth up to $2,500 toward the purchase of any new or used car or truck in stock during our $16 million factory authorized inventory reduction sale now through Monday. You'll find the check voucher in this weekend's Boston Globe and Boston Herald. To redeem the check voucher, just tear it out of the paper and bring it to Victory Ford in Stoughton, Victory Dodge in Medford, or Concord Chrysler Plymouth in Concord, and make your best deal on all new or used cars and trucks in stock. Don't forget to bring your title, trade, payment book, registration, and check book. Make your best deal and we'll pay off your trade, no matter what you owe.
Bank reps are on hand to give you immediate credit if you qualify and immediate delivery of the vehicle you choose.
No games, no gimmicks.
Just great savings on every new or used car or truck in stock.
Low finance rates on select vehicles, and every Victory Group vehicle is specially priced.
Sale is on now through Monday only at Victory Ford, 1776 Washington Street, Stoughton, Victory Dodge, 104 Mystic Ave, Medford, and at Concord Chrysler Plymouth, 135 Commonwealth Avenue, Concord. Hurry, don't miss out.
WBC AccuWeather forecast for the next few days, lovely weather. There you have it. Temperature right now is 59 degrees outside our BZ studios. We'll go to Sharon and Doris. Good morning, Doris.
Hi, Normie. This has been a great week.
Oh,
we
thank
really
you.
Enjoyed having you.
Thank you very, very much, Doris. I appreciate you saying
I wanted
that.
To update Ruth, who was talking about transplants and the ban in, as far as religion was concerned.
Yes.
I guess she was speaking as a Jew, and so am I. At one time, there was this problem, but I guess in Israel, they decided, and incidentally, Israel, the religious group, does control these things in Israel. They decided that to save a life was more important. And there isn't an hour of the day, of any day, well, maybe not on Saturday, where transplants are not going on in Israel, whether it's cadaver skin for burns, or corneal transplants, or heart transplants, or anything, because it was more important to save a life.
That makes a whole lot of sense to me.
Yes, it does, and I think she should look at things in the and maybe for her personally or for others who were tend to be Orthodox, they would not feel comfortable about donating an organ or accepting an organ. But for the vast majority of Jewish people, we give organs and we take them gratefully.
Okay, I buy that. I think that's the only way to go.
Absolutely, and. I would be proud to give whatever I had, and if heaven forbid a member of my family needed an organ, I could not find a rabbi who would say to me that's not the right thing to do.
And if he would say that's not the right
thing,
tell him
to go to hell.
Well, I'd get another rabbi certainly. That's
absolutely.
Right. Tell him the rabbi to go to hell is kind of funny.
Okay, Normie, that's all I had to say for today.
Okay, thanks, Doris.
Bye bye.
Bye bye. Okay, Nikki in Boston. Hi, good morning, Nikki.
Yes, good morning. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Good. You know, I was just listening to that lady who was having a hard time trying to get back into the work field.
Yes.
I've been doing the same thing myself. I'm 69, and it's very hard to get back into the work field. I retired, but I'd like to get work because my pension is so bad. But this lady, maybe not knowing... there are agencies around town that might be willing to, you know, get her training into something, like ABCD down at Tremont Street.
Okay, yes.
I hope she's listening because she could check in there, and then they have NASW, people like that, who might refer her to places.
Okay, so ABCD, you think, is that a place to start, do you think?
Yeah, I think it would be a good place for her to start. She could.
And
they have a foster grandparents program down there that's top-notch. And they pay a stipend. May not be a big salary, but, you know, if she could handle that.
Okay, augmenting, anyway, your pension and social, assuming
yeah.
Social Security.
Well, how old did you say she was?
Oh, I think she said 58, or she's in her 50s.
She's
too
young for her Social Security.
Yeah.
You know, the 50s are the never land. There is really nothing out in this world for people in their 50s.
Well, it's unless you really can sell yourself. If you're in your 50s,
Even if you try to sell yourself, Norm, it's very hard when they hear your age.
Yeah, I suppose that's true.
Believe me. Take it from me. I got resumes everywhere in this city.
Yeah.
But at any rate, I also want to comment on the giving of body parts. I also believe that the medical schools are a good place to deposit your whole body because the students need to learn.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, I've done that. My mother did it, so... I'm still trying to convince my daughter to do it.
Well, Well, that's interesting. Yeah, that's interesting. Mm. That you know, you think it'd be the other way around, that your daughter would be trying to convince you.
No, she wants to have a big burial. I said, for what? Who's going to sit up and take notice? Mm-hmm.
How long have you been retired? You're retired now?
I retired in 91, yeah, because I wanted to help my daughter take care of my grandchildren.
Okay, so you retired at the age of 65.
Yeah, right.
You retired voluntarily?
Yes, I did. They didn't make me. I used to work at UMass, and my God, you could go to work there until you're in your grave, practically.
Yeah.
They don't force you to retire.
Yeah, I think this whole retirement thing, there was Garson Kanin. Do you know that name? The
yes,
playwright he's married
wonderful,
to.
Wonderful. Yeah.
Yeah, he wrote a book on why, and I it's been a long time since I read that.
Mm-hmm.
He was opposed to compulsory retirement at any age, but particularly 65. And he explained in the book why we had set the age for 65. It was like it was set at a time when nobody lived past that anyway, and nobody lived up to that.
Right.
So they kind of set that as to kind of get rid of it. Just though I can't remember exactly,
yeah.
But there were some reasons that apparently don't apply now.
Well, Kanin was a great and brilliant man. No two ways about it.
Yeah, still is. He's still alive. Is he
still
not?
Alive?
His wife is gone.
Oh my God!
But
is she a singer?
No. She's Ruth. What's her name? Ruth Gordon.
Oh yeah,
the actress. No. He was just absolutely wild about her.
I didn't know much about her, but I did hear a lot about him.
No, it's kind of funny because she probably was the better known of the two.
Oh yeah, not to me.
Yeah, she died a little while back.
Yeah, she was a great actress. I heard.
Yeah, she was a lovely lady, a fascinating lady.
Yeah, but I think anybody who can give their body parts or their whole body to something to help somebody else is doing a good thing.
Yeah, and again, the reason is just looking up to see if he's still gone. October 30th is when he was born.
Yeah,
I think he's still alive. In any event, he just wrote the book because he didn't feel like there ought to be any retirement age.
I agree with it.
And I think the only people maybe who do, number one, are companies who realize that if you keep working too long, they're going to have to pay pensions and all at older ages.
Yeah.
So get rid of you quick.
That's
and
fine.
Younger people who feel like the old folks are just standing in their way of getting moving ahead. And they're taking up jobs which the young people want to move up into. Mm-hmm. I suppose if
they're
I were
going to be old someday.
Well, I know it, but while they're young, I suppose if I were still young, I'd say I'd probably have the same attitude. No. Anyway, got to get going. But
all right, Norm.
But I appreciate the call, Nikki.
Okay.
Thanks very much.
Take care.
Okay, and we'll be checking news in just a minute, kids.
The Bank of Boston Summer Festival at Harbor Lights, Boston Summer Concert Pavilion, sponsored in part by Red Wolf Lager. August 25th, don't miss George Benson and special guest Roberta Flack. September 8th, it's Julio Iglesias. And on September 9th, see John Denver.
Colorado, Rocky Mountain High.
All shows start at 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available at all Ticketmaster locations or charge by calling 931-2000. All shows are presented in association with WCVB-TV5 and Red Wolf Blogger. Follow your instincts. For a complete summer schedule, see Sunday's Boston Globe. Call 931-2000 to charge tickets or call any Ticketmaster location. The Bank of Boston Summer Festival at Harbor Light.
Hey, it's time to say goodbye, isn't that sad? Be back tonight at 11, and I hope you can join me then. On behalf of our entire crew there, Hope Shower, the lovely Marilyn Goralnik, myself, the almost good-looking Norm Nathan Person, Bill Lawrence and the BZ News team coming along. Stay tuned. Bye-bye, old sport.
If it's happening now, you're hearing it now on WBZ, your only choice for breaking news 24 hours a day. News Radio 1030, WBZ Boston.
Thank you just so darn much, everyone, for tuning in. Help me and help the show by joining us over on Patreon. Every little bit is helpful. And as always, thanks to those that have and continue to support us there. This week, the patron-only feature was an old 5 a.m. newscast that continued on this very show we just completed. I also write about some very interesting experiences I've had. All the content is reserved only for subscribers. Now take YouTube, for example. If most of the current 162 or so subscribers there became patrons, we would achieve our goal so quickly, and that percentage donation to the Berklee College of Music would be greater. Just give it some thought. The Vault of Silliness appreciates every single one of you that listens, subscriber or not. And remember to give us a like on any and every platform you may listen on. Closing the vault and leaving this world a little sillier than we found it. For Mike Tyson, Peter McNeely, Money Magazine, Traffic on the Threes, the Franklin Bank of Boston, Rich Chocolatey Ovaltine, Triple Action Gold Bond Medicated Powder, Lannan Chevy Olds and Geo, Victory Ford Dodge and Chrysler Plymouth, Ron Della Chiesa, WGBH-FM, WBNW-AM, the Audubon Society, Gort in Klatu, the Franklin Square House, Metro Golden Memories, Emmanuel Ravelli, Paul Drake, Fu Manchu, Organ Donations and Transplants, the Old Howard, and the lovely Jennifer, who made the most of dancing to the Peter Gunn theme. Mike Sachs, the blind comedian, and his trusty guide, Alice. Sharks, Robert from Everett, Joan from Tewksbury, Bill Lawrence, Ed Donahue, Hope Shower, Jack Hart, and the man who brings people a brief shining moment with his silver lining that shines through the night to the dawn, Norm Nathan. I'm Tony Nesbitt.